Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair County, Iowa State University Extension Office Youth Coordinator, Carolyn Savage.
All right, Carolyn, what are some things that are coming up for the Adair County Extension in April?
The Extension Office will be ordering our broiler, so it's that time of year for 4-H'ers to be getting their broiler birds ordered. It'll be through Nottoway Ag. So you can give us a call by 5 p.m. on Monday, May 15th to place that order. Birds are $2 each and will be ready about the end of May. We will notify you when you're ready and you would just pay for your birds at that time down at Nottoway Ag. So give us a call so we can get some numbers for those. We have Clover Kids coming up in April. April 1st will be in Greenfield from 10 to 11:30. And as a reminder, this is for K through 3rd grade Clover Kid members to come in and do some fun activities, read some books, give them something to do, being a little bit younger 4-H members. This month, they are going to be reading The Most Magnificent Things, and it's about a young inventor who makes something out of nothing. We are then going to be building kites with them and sending those home, so it'll be a fun activity. That'll be April 1st in Greenfield and April 5th in Orient after school from 1:30 to 3. We do have some milkweed habitat kits in the office, so if you're interested in picking up those, we have a few of them left. They are some milkweed seeds to plant, which helps attract monarch butterflies. You can give Terry a call at 641-743-8412 for some more information on that, or stop by and see us and pick those up. On Sunday, March 26th, so this upcoming Sunday at 2 p.m., we have our horse project meeting. And that is for anyone who wants to learn about what the horse project consists of, to expect. It's a good informational meeting. It'll be here at the Extension Office on the Square. And again, that's at 2 p.m. Stop by and see us for that. In April, on the 16th, it's a Sunday at 5 p.m., we have our dog project meeting. And that is open to anyone interested in showing dogs at the county fair. Again, at the Extension Office on the Square, show up if you're looking for more information. It's open to anyone, even if you have a slight interest, but you're not sure if it's what you want to do or not. May 6th, so a little bit out, but just put it on the radar. We have our sheep and goat weigh-in at the fairgrounds, and this will be from 8 to 10 a.m. It'll be our weigh-in and tagging. So come on by and get your animals weighed, get them tagged. And lastly, at the beginning of May, we will be sending out our summer day camp sign-ups. We're going to have lots of options for these this year from all ages, kindergarten through high school students. Some examples, we'll be doing some cooking camps, which will entail the grilled cheese challenge. We'll have a static day workshop, thrifty meal challenge, table setting event, photography. There'll be a trip out to Springbrook State Park, which will have an outdoor-centered day. Not sure what we're going to do this year yet, but last year, for example, they learned how to use GPS using coordinates and how to follow directions with that. They learned how to build a shelter, how to build a fire, so lots of fun activities there. So stay tuned for those. We'll have sign-up information on our website, on our Facebook, in our newsletter, and we'll be sending it home through the elementary schools, senior high, and high schools as well. Follow our newsletter. Every month we post that out. It has lots of good information. Find us on Facebook. Follow us. And if there's ever any questions, give us a call, 641-743-8412.
All right. So getting ready for those broiler chickens, that's basically just getting those ordered, and that's what kids will raise to take to the fair for this summer, correct?
That is correct. Yep. So those are the meat birds. They want to be about 6 weeks old when they are butchered. So now is the time to get that order placed by them calling in by May 15th. It gives us a number of what we need to order so we make sure we have enough birds. I'm not sure if I said it. There is a minimum of a 10 bird order. So for every member who needs the broilers, you are ordering a minimum of 10 birds. The max on that is 25 birds.
All right. And basically, they just let you know kind of the numbers that they need, and then later on when they go to pick those up, they go to Nottoway Ag and they pay for them there?
That is correct. Yep, they give us a call, we'll put them down, we'll get a number, and we will, you know, get their contact information and give them a call when they're ready, and they would pick them up directly from Nottoway Ag.
All right, and you also mentioned the milkweed kits. Why is it kind of important that kids kind of get involved in that a little bit?
So there's lots of things. And Terry is a great resource to talk to on the ag outreach side. If you have any questions about the plants and the bugs and all of that, that is right up her alley. But, you know, planting the seeds, growing those habitats, getting the butterflies out. And I'm not sure the specifics as far as the milkweed go, but as you have flowers, you have bees, you have pollination, and it's all great for our ecosystem. So planting them, growing those habitats, getting those butterfly populations up is always a great thing.
All right. And then you also mentioned getting stuff ready for horse projects for the fair. Can you kind of go a little bit into what that would be for on Sunday? Just kind of what you'll go over with the kids?
Yep, and actually this will be my first horse show project meeting, so I can have more information about that later, but from what I understand, they will be coming in, they'll be meeting with our horse superintendent, Mandy Brahaney, and there she'll be going over what a horse project look like, what you need to do to prepare for fair, the different events that you could participate in, give you a timeline, just all of that information you need in order to participate in the horse show at the Adair County Fair. So if you have any interest whatsoever in showing horses, you want to learn more about it, come join us 2 p.m. on Sunday and get all of your questions answered.
All right. And then I take it that the dog project one is basically the same thing, but just for dogs.
Exactly. Yep. Basically the same. We will be starting up some dog workshops in May. So stay tuned for those dates. We'll also have a dog showmanship class coming up on a, I don't have the date in front of me, but that'll be in May as well. So follow our Facebook and our newsletter for those dates. But yes, the dog project meeting, have any desire to show dogs, you want to learn about it, you want to see what it's about, come join us for that. And again, that was at the extension office. That will be in April on the 16th. It's a Sunday at 5 p.m.
Okay. And then the sheep weigh-in, that's a little bit out there, like you mentioned, but something that everyone kind of needs to keep in mind. Just, again, another thing these kids need to do to get ready for fair time, correct?
Correct, yep. And that will be kind of close as far as there's not going to be very many counties after us that are going to have dates available. So you want to make sure you come to Adair County Fairgrounds, get them weighed in. May 15th is our deadline to have all animals entered into 4-H online. So in order to do so, you need to have them tagged and weighed. That's why that date is important to put on the radar and make sure that you attend and have your animals tagged and weighed at the weigh-in.
All right. And then what were some of the things that the extension kind of did this last month with some of the students and kids that came in?
One of the biggest projects we took on, we sent home about 365 STEM kits. These went to kindergarten through fifth grade at Orient Maxburg and Nottoway Valley Elementary School. We put these together and sent them home right before spring break, gave the kids a little extra something fun to do. We had paper airplane activities. We sent home little airplane kit for them to build. There were make your own puzzle, so a blank puzzle they could draw their own picture on, create their own puzzle, art supplies, coloring sheets, some sunflower seeds that we sent home with some peat pods and little cups for them to plant in. There was just several activities for them to work on and gave them a little something exciting to do while they were on spring break. Heard great things about it so far. I know from experience, my two boys, I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old. They absolutely loved it. Came home from school, jumped right in, started playing with it. I did not tell them ahead of time that they were getting them, so it was a nice surprise for them too. So heard good things about it. We hope to be able to do more things like that in the future for the students in our community.
All right, so kind of like you mentioned, just a fun way to get them involved with doing some STEM stuff outside of school and something to help keep them going with some of the learning over the break time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you, Marcus.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.